Water rights. Introduction. Learning objectives. After this section, you will be able to bullet, identify the types of water under state law. Bullet, understand the difference between groundwater and surface water. Bullet, recall the basics of water regulation in the state. Bullet, recognize a license holder's role in real estate transactions involving water rights. Water rights and ownership. Water rights. 101. Water rights are becoming increasingly important in rural transactions throughout Texas. Water rights refer to the legal entitlements that govern the use of water resources. Texas property owners need to understand the very basics of Texas water laws to identify any rights and legal restrictions regarding water use. Water laws are codified in Chapter 11 of the Texas Water Code, entitled Water Rights. In June 2025, the Texas Supreme Court in Cactus Water Services, LLC versus COG Operating LLC, issued a key opinion on water rights, which defines water rights in a particular context and will influence ownership rights in the future. This section is a high-level overview of water in Texas. How is water categorized under state law? Groundwater. The Texas Water Code defines groundwater as water percolating below the surface of the earth. The majority of groundwater is held in the state's 9 major aquifers. However, depending on where you are in the state, a number of smaller aquifers might be present at different depths. Aquifers are layers of underground rock, sand, or gravel saturated with groundwater. The definition of groundwater includes a vast area that could mean water just below the surface at a depth of feet to depths of 4,000 feet. Depending on where you are in Texas, a property may have multiple aquifers below the surface, an aquifer no longer saturated with water, rock formations that prohibit drilling to access the water, or an aquifer with water not suitable for certain usage, like drinking. Surface water. The definition of surface water is a bit more nuanced. It includes the following. Bullet. The water of the ordinary flow, underflow, and tides of every flowing river, natural stream, and lake, and every bay or arm of the Gulf. Bullet. The stormwater, floodwater, and rainwater of every river, natural stream, and watercourse in the state. Bullet water that is imported from any source outside the boundaries of the state for use in the state, and that is transported through the bed and banks of any navigable stream within the state, or by utilizing any facilities owned or operated by the state. Diffused surface water. Diffused surface water is a subcategory of surface water that includes stormwater, drainage water, or surface runoff before it reaches a watercourse. Who owns the water? Groundwater has historically been thought to be the property of the landowner. Today, in most areas of the state where groundwater is readily available, the landowner typically still holds rights to groundwater. Contested ownership and use. In the last few decades, ownership and use is being contested in courts and withheld from conveyance in some real estate transactions in parts of the state. By example, some sellers are attempting to legally hold rights to aquifers at certain depths, or reserve the rights to the water should the groundwater ever be used for a commercial purpose. Others are holding some water so it can be sold someday in the future for subdivision development or to intermediaries who lease water rights and then sell to local governments, where the property is located and the availability of water affects the transactions. Components of property ownership. As a refresher, property ownership is in two parts. 1. The surface estate. 2. The mineral estate. Water is a mineral. You likely think of mineral estate as oil and gas. In 2025, the Texas Supreme Court issued an opinion, also called common law, that found the water produced along with the oil or gas is part of the mineral estate. The court clarified that water produced by the oil and gas operator is not owned by the surface estate. The mineral estate has the right to contract for the use of the groundwater. Water ownership in Texas. Surface water in Texas is owned by the state and held in trust for the citizens of the state. The state grants the right to use this water to different people, such as farmers or ranchers, cities, industries, business, and other public and private interests. Landowners can use surface water for certain purposes, like domestic and livestock use, without a permit. Surface water use for irrigation or commercial applications will require a permit. Diffused surface water is the property of the landowner until it reaches a watercourse, meaning it can be harvested if the water is captured before it reaches a material watercourse. Two examples of this include rainwater harvesting into the soil or capture and storage of drainage water, so long as it is done before it reaches a natural watercourse. Water regulation. The TCEQ and exemptions. In most cases, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, TCEQ, regulates the use of surface water. Anyone who wants to use surface water in Texas must first get permission from the state, unless they are using the water for one of several exempt uses under the Texas Water Code. Some exemptions include bullet domestic and livestock use, wildlife management, bullet emergencies like wildfires, bullet other specified uses. Obtaining a permit from TCEQ can be a lengthy process, and there is no guarantee a permit will be granted. This can have significant impact on a real estate transaction depending on the circumstances at issue. Groundwater Conservation Districts, GCDs. Many areas in Texas also have groundwater conservation districts, GCDs. These districts manage groundwater usage. Currently, there are 98 GCDs in Texas. These districts have the authority to implement well spacing requirements, require permits or registrations for wells within jurisdictional limits, and monitor water levels. GCDs often track water table levels and may impose restrictions during droughts, which we often see in Texas, or periods of low water availability. Private well owners. Landowners with private water wells are not required to register their water wells with the state unless their property lies within the jurisdiction of a GCD, although it is important to note that all private well owners must submit a State of Texas water well report when a new well is drilled. Is groundwater a private property right? Yes, groundwater is considered a private property right, meaning ownership of groundwater is tied to the land unless explicitly severed in a property transaction. It is becoming more common for landowners to separate water rights during the sale of the surface. The TWDB's 2024 State Flood Plan. In 2019, the Texas legislature passed Senate Bill 8 directing the creation of the first ever state flood plan for Texas under the Texas Water Development Board, or TWDB. The state flood plan brings together the findings of the 15 river basin-based regional flood plans and makes legislative and floodplain management recommendations to guide state, regional, and local flood control policy. The 2024 State Flood Plan is the most recent version at the time of print. This comprehensive plan maps flood zones throughout the state and can be easily accessed from the TWDB website. The regional and state flood planning processes recur in 5-year cycles. The plan is intended to identify who and what might be exposed to flooding, identify the state's major flood risk reduction infrastructure, consider existing floodplain management practices or lack thereof, and identify and recommend flood risk reduction solutions across the state. The recommended flood risk reduction solutions include flood management evaluation, flood mitigation projects, and flood management strategies. How much do you need to know? Do license holders need to be experts in water law and water rights? No. License holders do not need to be experts in Texas water rights. However, license holders with a solid understanding of the basics of water rights in Texas ultimately benefits the consumer and may go a long way in ensuring competency. Know what you don't know. As a license holder, you must know how to handle questions regarding water rights. Water rights are ever-changing, and the body of law is a specialty amongst attorneys. To avoid the unauthorized practice of law and best protect your client's interest, make sure you are prepared to assist your client and refer your client to an attorney when appropriate. Below are some important tips and strategies when it comes to water rights and real estate. 1. Do not make assumptions about a property's water rights. 2. If you have a client who lets you know his or her intention as it relates to water usage, don't assume such use is allowed. 3. Know what disclosures related to water are required under the TREC contract forms. 4. Advise your clients to consult with an attorney on questions related to water rights. 5. Remember, contacting an attorney on behalf of your client and then relaying information to your client is still the unauthorized practice of law.